Friends, hello. It's good to see you all, young and old, near and far. However diverse you all are, it's good to see you and wonderful to share in this time together. Today is our Harvest Thanksgiving, a point in the year where we stop and intentionally thank God for all of creation and all the good things that can be gathered from it. Things gathered to feed our bellies, to make our computers work, to do everything in between. As we think about the food we eat, and as we think about the rest of creation, to start with, I'm going to show you some pictures. We'll have some music under them as well. And I want to see if you know what they are. And then give thanks for them. Yes, a red squirrel. They are cute and fluffy and part of our natural heritage here in Scotland. Yes, a red deer. Their majesty and the venison. A Highland cow for the meat and the milk and the leather and the oh-so-cute fluffiness. Rivers that flow, for the water and fish, for the mountains and heathers. Potatoes, chips and crisps, boiled and baked. Beans, protein and fibre, baked on toast, ready to go. Oats, food for people and animals, porridge and flapjacks. Watering the fields, helping our crops to grow. Apples, for crunchy bites and custard with crumble. Plums, sweet juicy bites, and trees to climb. Pears, tart refreshment and juice to drink. Rain, for flowers to grow and trees to flourish. Farmers who grow our food and tend to the animals. Shop workers who enable us to buy food in ways that are helpful and convenient. Delivery people and all those who work in logistics, who get our food to where we need it to be. Water in the tap. Water at home to drink and cook and wash. Pizza. For all the delicious food that's tasty to eat. Roast dinners. Family meals and special times together. Sandwiches. Quick and easy filling food that keeps us going on the go. Juice to drink, for all our drinks that add flavour and colour to any table. For the harvest home, gathered and packed, celebrated and shared. All of this is wonderful, and we should give thanks. And our Bible reading today talks to us about thanking God for all that is good. O my soul, bless God. God, my God, how great you are, beautifully, gloriously robed, dressed up in sunshine, and all heaven stretched out for your tent.
You built your palace on the ocean deeps, and made a chariot out of clouds, and took off on wind wings. You commandeered wings as messengers, appointed fire and flame as ambassadors. You set earth on a firm foundation, so that nothing can shake it, ever. You blanketed earth with ocean covered, the mountains with the deep waters. Then you roared and the water ran away. Your thunder crash put it to flight. Mountains pushed up, valleys spread out in the places you assigned them. You set boundaries between earth and sea. Never again will the earth be flooded. You started the springs and rivers, sent them flowing among the hills. All the wild animals now drink their fill. Wild donkeys quench their thirst. Along the riverbanks, birds build their nests. Ravens make their voices heard. You water the mountains from your heavenly reservoirs. Earth is supplied with plenty of water. You make grass grow for the livestock, hay for the animals that plough the ground, the earth. The glory of God, let it last forever. Let God enjoy his creation. He takes one look at earth and triggers an earthquake, points a finger up at the mountains and the volcanoes erupt. Oh, let me sing to God all my life long, sing hymns to my God as long as I live. Oh, let my song please him, so I am pleased to be singing to God. Oh, my soul, bless God.
Psalm 104, one of the great creation accounts of the Bible. And it's a clear celebration of all the different and wonderful parts of creation. The description is full of wonder and amazement. It's poetry giving thanks to God for all that is good. Something that I find amazing in the psalm is the way that it talks about all of creation being interconnected. Every part of creation has a role to play, big or small. And I love that us, as humans, we're not set apart. We're not different from everything else. We're part of creation. And the plants that grow, and the birds that fly, and the fish that swim, and the beasts that walk, we are all part of the same creation. We are interdependent, relying on each other in some way, and all very much dependent on God. The same God who breathed creation to life. As we bless the Lord, as the person who wrote the psalm suggests that we should, as we give thanks for the harvest and all that we eat, we should not forget each other. As parts of creation that are reliant on God and reliant on each other, we cannot do everything by ourselves. We are to look after our fellow humans, other people like us, near and far. And part of that is collecting food today. Food that's to be shared through Startup Stirling with people who are struggling in life. We are to look after each other and the environment, knowing that the environment is what provides all of our food, and that other people will care for us too. This harvest time, let us give thanks to God for all that is good. And as a part of being grateful, let us show that we look after each other and we look after the world that we live in. Go and be grateful for what you have. Go and look after each other and all of creation. Go knowing that God loves you and that God will provide for you.